From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is set to hold urgent talks Thursday on the Saudi-led coalition assault on the Houthi rebel-controlled Red Sea port city of Hodeidah in Yemen, viewed as the largest battle in the three-year conflict. Warplanes and warships pounded rebel positions in support of ground forces poised to the south. The deputy director of Yemen operations for the relief organization CARE, Jolien Verwick, is in Hodeidah. She fears yet another unfolding humanitarian disaster.
There's been increasing violence around the city and to the south of the city, and it's been getting closer and closer to Hodeidah city. The impact of this is bigger than just on Hodeidah city alone. In Hodeidah, we have 600,000 people. We expect and we project 250,000 of these people will lose everything they have, potentially also their lives.
A coalition spokesman said the objectives are both the airport and seaport through which most relief aid flows. Ohio State University Mideast analyst Alam Payan said the port city is vital for the Houthis for two reasons.
It's a source of income for them. So they are financing their weapons and food and really controlling the area. Another one is that Houthis are receiving weapons through that port, which is sent by Iran.
The Houthis said they repelled an attempt at a sea landing. UN envoy Martin Griffiths said he remains in contact with both sides, seeking to avoid military confrontation. Ethiopia has invited both South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar to Addis Ababa next week for their first face-to-face talks in nearly 2 years in a new bid to end the nearly five-year conflict. A rebel spokesman said his side accepts the meeting mediated by the East African Bloc, or IGAD, which has mediated previously failed rounds of talks. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump back from Tuesday's historic summit in Singapore with North Korea leader Kim Jong-un Wednesday said the world is safer as a result. Mr. Trump tweeting, "There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea." He said his meeting with the North Korean leader was interesting and positive. He spoke about that during a Fox News interview with Brett Baer.
So he's a very smart guy. He's a great negotiator. But I think we understand each other.
But he's still done some really bad things.
Yeah, but so have a lot of other people done some really bad things. I mean, I could go through a lot of nations where a lot of bad things were done.
Former ambassador to South Korea Christopher Hill insists it's too soon to put a lot of trust in the North Korean leader.
North Korea has missiles. They have nuclear warheads. We're not sure of how far they've gone in marrying up missiles and nuclear warheads. But I think what President Trump is trying to say is he's talked to Kim Jong-un and he thinks he's a good guy and thinks he's someone we should trust, so not to worry. I would suggest that is a little premature.
In Seoul, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. hopes to achieve major disarmament in North Korea in the next 2.5 years. The U.N.'s Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog Wednesday said it has confirmed the banned nerve agents sarin and chlorine were likely used in an attack in northern Syria last year. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is also investigating a toxic attack carried out in April in Douma near Damascus. Meanwhile, in an interview Wednesday with Iran's El Al-Am television, President Bashar al-Assad insisted the Syrian-Iranian relationship is strategic and Iran's presence in the country is non-negotiable. President Trump Wednesday blamed OPEC for the current high price of oil. OPEC began reducing supply last year amid a glut. Prices have risen 60% since. An OPEC meeting next week in Vienna could result in a production increase. Higher gasoline prices pushed producer prices in the U.S. higher in May, the latest sign of a gradual increase in inflation. Meanwhile, policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank raised a key interest rate a second time this year to a range of from 1.75% to 2%. Jerome Powell is the Federal Reserve Chairman.
We think that gradually returning interest rates to a more normal level as the economy strengthens is the best way the Fed can help sustain an environment in which American households and businesses can thrive.
Another two interest rate hikes are expected this year. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow released from the hospital Wednesday after suffering what was described as a very mild heart attack. Colombia and Venezuela Wednesday said now hosts more than 1 million Venezuelans who fled the socialist regime in the past 15 months with hyperinflation, food and medical shortages. Bogota says no end in sight to the exodus. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.